Proverbs 22:6, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it.
Go to class.
Go to class.
Just go to class. Thank you. I love that. Like, why? Like, just tell people what they need to do. Like, we beat around the bush so much in life. Just go to class. Love it. Thank you, Levi. All right, this morning, as you know, is child dedication. I just want to say a few things as the kids go off to class. Some things that I absolutely love about child dedication and why we love to do it on this day. So first thing I absolutely love about child dedication is that it's so unpredictable. Like, kids do crazy things, and I love it. Like, we can dress them up all cute, and they all look super adorable, but, like, they may cry, like, they may poop at the wrong time, like, they may do all these different things, but because they don't care. And let's be honest, we haven't really progressed that much. Like, you can dress me up, but, like, I don't care. They may do these different things, but the thing is, I want us just to remember is that this is their day, this is not ours. So kids, like, if you're here, even if you don't quite understand English yet, like, just hear me right now. Like, this is your day, just be a kid. Like, don't let our adulting and adultness get in the way. Like, have fun. If you need to scream, cry, do your thing. We're here for you. Second thing that I love about child dedication is that I just love this commitment that families are making on the day, that each family is going to read a scripture before we dedicate the child. And I love just hearing these different scriptures that each family has picked. And so what we try to do, even though we have so many families this morning, we try to make it a little bit personal and yet keep things moving. So each family will read a scripture that they've chosen for their child, and then we'll pray over each of them. And I love that. I love seeing the parents just beam with pride and joy as they offer this treasured gift, this gift that God has given them to the Lord in front of all of us to dedicate him or her to God. And so I'm so blessed by this commitment that they are making, and I'm excited to be able to be a part of it. So this dedication is a lot like Joshua says in 24:15, where he says, "And for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So this commitment that families are making today, it's absolutely huge, because it's a commitment that says, the most important thing in life for my child is to raise them to know Jesus Christ, to introduce them to who he is. And I'm not going to leave this to chance, and I'm going to do the best that I can. And there's going to be ups and downs in this. We're going to falter at times in this, but we're going to try our best as parents. You're going to try as parents to love as best you can the way that Jesus has loved us. And so we're making this commitment. Parents, you're making this commitment that you're going to love them the way that God has loved you. And so it's a huge, huge thing. And this is not just a ceremony that we do just for kicks. This is an important moment for these families. And this is why I like to do this on a Sunday morning where we can all be together, because I think it's a really significant moment for us to present these kids before all of us and to commit in this together. There's nothing better, absolutely nothing better that we could give as parents other than the gift of Jesus and to know who he is. No material gift, no education, no sports skill, no music, no house, no cute outfit is worth more than that. And then the third thing is that I love child dedication because as a church, for all of us that are here, we get to partner with these families as they dedicate their children. So whether you have kids or not, we as a community get to commit today to be a part of these kids' lives, to help raise them. And we get to say, I'm in this with you, that I will support you. I will pray for your kids. I'll help teach them as well. I'll be there in your weak moments. I'll be there in your strong moments. I'll love them. I'll model my life as best I can after Jesus to help give them this picture of who he is and raise him in this way. I'll lay down my life and what I want so that these children in our church can get to know him and how loved they are and get to know Jesus through this. So, also, last one is I will encourage parents and not judge them if their kid acts a little wonky, because let's be honest, like, we all act a little wonky. So just, like, let's just be cool with that. So this is just an awesome day in the life of our church for these families and especially these kids. And this is why I love to do it on a Sunday morning, because this is an opportunity for us as a family, as a church family, to come together and offer our support, that we do this together, that we're not in this alone. So I'm going to pray now, and then as I pray for our morning, I'm going to ask the Schaefers to come on up. Leah Schaefer is going to be our first dedication. My wife is going to join me as well, and her and I will be praying over each of these kids. So God, we thank you so much again for this morning, and just pray now for the Schaefers, for all the families who are coming up. God, that you just bless them, teach them, lead them as they step into this commitment and this dedication that they're making here today. Thank you for all of us here this morning. In your name, amen. Hello, Schaefers. And also, if extended family wants to come up, it's up to you. You don't have to, but you can if you want. But who are you dedicating this morning? Is she sleeping? Yeah. Nice. I've heard that, like, my voice is very soothing for children. So if in the middle of the night you need them to fall asleep, I have a very reasonable rate that I'm willing to come over and preach to your child.
We're dedicating Leah, Evelyn, and Schaefer.
And what scripture have you chosen for her? You reading it?
Is it up there?
Yeah, it's on there. You got to read it.
Psalm 37, 23-24. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand.
Awesome. Thank you. Let's pray for Leah Schaefer. She's a sweet. Love it. God, we thank you so much for Leah. Thank you for who she is. Lord, I thank you for this commitment that Dan and Sarah are making. God, I pray that you would be with them as they seek to raise her. Lord, may they know her well. May they know who she is, the uniqueness, ways that you've created her. And God, I pray that she would stand firm in her faith, Lord, that she would grow in her faith, that she would grow in her understanding. Lord, that she would just develop a love for you. God, that she would commit her life to you and that she would follow you throughout the days of her life. So God, be with Dan and Sarah, be with Leah, be with grandparents. Thank you for the support that she has, Lord, that is such a blessing for her. And I pray now that you would encourage her and allow her to be strong in her faith as well. So Lord, we just give you to her in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Schaefers. Go back to your seats. Then next we have, we have gifts for you too. And there's lots of cash that you will need for their child.
God's blessing now.
God's, yes. I just lied, and I feel like the thunder, there are no cash gifts in there at all. I was going to say there was a scholarship. None of that is true. There was a cheap book that was $2 and a printed certificate. So, hey, that's it. That's what you get. We're a small church and with limited budget. Avery Warner, that's my bad. Who are you guys dedicating?
We're dedicating Avery Lane Warner.
And your scripture?
Scripture is real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life and is characterized by getting along with others. It is gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings. Not hot one day and cold the next, not two-faced. You can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoy its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. Get serious.
I love that. Great. Michelle's going to pray for Avery.
Okay. I'm going to pray for you. Okay.
Father God, I just thank you so much for Avery. I thank you for bringing her into this world, and I thank you for the incredibly unique way that you have created her. And Father, as she grows older, I pray that Cody and Amber would see the gifts in her and strive to pull them out and fan those into flame. Mm-hmm. God, I pray that she would be one who seeks you all the days of her life, who loves you with all of her heart and soul and mind and strength. Father, would you bless her days with the richness of experiencing you in your fullness, and may she be a voice and a light in the darkness of the world around her. May she be one who stands firm and stands strong in who she is and in her love for you. Bless Cody and Amber with wisdom. And Finley, God, I pray that you would just unite them as a family and grow them closer together. We just bless Avery in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, honors. There you go. Bye, Avery. Next, we have Tracy with Madison and Declan. Bud, Jenna, who are you dedicating this morning?
My son, Declan, and my daughter, Madison.
Declan, do you want to say something?
Say hi.
Hi.
Good job, good job. And your verse for them?
My verse for them, Proverbs 31, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. For the nights of all who are destitute, speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy, Proverbs 31:8.
Good job. Do you want to preach someday? Yeah? It's super fun. You just talk and people listen. It's great. Michelle, do you want to pray for Madison? Madison, you want to come over here? And I'll pray for Declan.
Father God, we just thank you so much for Madison. I thank you for her life. I thank you for the plan that you have for her life, your plans to prosper her and not to harm her, your plans to give her a hope and a future. God, I pray that she would love you deeply and would experience the depths of your love for her. I pray that she would come to know who she is and stand firm in that, in who you've created her to be. God, would you give her a mighty and a powerful voice to speak your name and to speak your truth in this world? We just pray your blessing over her and your blessing over Tracy as she seeks to parent her with wisdom and seeks your guidance in this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Declan, I'm going to pray for you, bud. God, thank you so much for Declan. God, thank you for this, that fun spirit that he has. God, I do pray just for a boldness for him. God, I just pray for just communication and who knows, maybe God, maybe one day he does want to speak in front of people and share just your good news. So God, I just pray over him, just a blessing. I pray that he would grow to understand who you are, Lord, that you would teach him so much about you. God, that he would fall in love with you. God, make him strong, make him courageous. God, I pray that you would just bless him and encourage him. Thank you so much for Tracy, and just pray just for wisdom and direction and guidance for her as she raises and parents Declan, Lord, through the hard times, through the easy times. I just pray you give her such grace and wisdom and ability to understand who he is, who Madison is as well, God, that she would just have insights on how to raise them best. So thank you so much for this gift of these children for Tracy. We just dedicate them to you. In your name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, guys. See, yeah? Does this rain make anybody else just want to take a nap? It's so soothing. Oh, here I am. So who are you dedicating?
Yes. This is Henry John Garthwaite.
And your verse?
It is, of course, Ephesians 1, 16 to 19. I knew that. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe.
Amen. You want to pray for anything?
Sure. Father God, I just thank you for Henry. I thank you for bringing him into this world, and I thank you that you have his days planned, and you have a plan and a purpose for him. And God, in these beginning stages, I pray that you would just give Erica and John just the wisdom and the strength to make it through and to enjoy those tiny moments. But God, as he grows, would you bless him with that wisdom and revelation that were talked about in those verses. And God, my prayer for him this morning is that he would know you deeply, that he would know you and love you and experience you, that you would give him just revelation to understand who you are, that he would be so full of you that he would want to share that with others. God, I believe that you have a mighty plan for his life, and I pray that throughout his days that he would see that and that he would step into that with confidence and with strength, knowing that you are always right there beside him. We bless him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Gemma. Next, we have the Lockharts. Adam and Samantha, look at the bow tie. Nice plaid. What happened to your hand? Yeah, you're smiling. It's funny.
Just a little guy.
Yeah, hey, nothing wrong with that. You fit better on airplanes. It's great. So who are you dedicating this morning?
We're dedicating Austin Thomas Lockhart.
Awesome. And your scripture?
It's Matthew 6, 33 to 34. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. I'm sorry, will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
Awesome. Austin, can I pray for you? You're a smiley guy. God, we thank you so much for Austin. Thank you for the joy that he has, Lord. Thank you. I just thank you so much for this life, for him. God, I pray that as he grows older, his personality, as it begins to shine, as it begins to come out, God, you would just be with Adam and Samantha to help them and guide them, to help him to live out who you've created him to be. God, I thank you so much for him. And I pray that just the joy, his smile would impact others. God, I pray that you just fill him with your joy, with true joy that can only be found in you and in nothing else. God, I thank you so much for this amazing family. Thank you for this beautiful family. And I just pray that your blessings would be upon them. God, that you would just encourage them. Lord, unite them. Lord, allow them to just follow you and seek you as they raise their two children. God, thank you so much for the gift of life and for Austin. And pray your blessing. And we just dedicate him to you, Lord. May he understand so much about you. May he fall in love with you at an early age. And may he just continue his journey with you throughout life. So, God, we thank you so much for him. In your name, amen. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Cool.
Next, we have the Woodwards. Come up. Go ahead. Who are you dedicating?
We are dedicating Lily Abigail Woodward.
Yeah, in your scripture.
You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are the pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Come over here. Hey, babe. God, I just thank you so much for Lily. I thank you for just the joy that she exhibits already. In her 1 year of life. And Father, I just pray that you would bless that and fan that gift into flame. I pray that just that she would experience the true fullness of joy and just the wells of salvation that never run dry, that she would just continue to press in to who you are, knowing that you are endless and that there is always more of you to experience, more joy to be had, more riches to understand. God, we just pray your blessing over Mike and Jen as they parent her. Give them wisdom, give them grace, give them understanding through all of the times up and down. And would you just unite them together as a family? I pray that just that Lily would follow you all the days of her life and that she would love you with all of her heart. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. There you go. Lily. There you are. Next we have the Joyces. Yeah, hey. You crying a little bit? Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Michelle cries when I talk too. It's just what happens. So who are you dedicating this morning?
Callie Ray Joyce.
And your scripture?
Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Awesome. Thank you. Kaylee, can I pray for you? Callie. Oh, my bad. God, thank you so much for Callie. God, thank you for her parents. Thank you for this scripture. God, as they read that, Lord, I pray that she would know the path that you have for her. Lord, that she would walk in your ways, Lord, that you would teach her new things. God, that she would just walk in obedience and love for you. God, I just I thank you so much for this beautiful little girl. And Lord, I just pray your blessing over her. I pray that you just fill her with joy. Lord, the gifts, the unique gifts that you've put within her, I pray that you would call them forth. Lord, as her personality comes about and she begins to express herself, Lord, I pray that they'd just be able to know just who she is and what things to get her, involve her with, and there'll just be so much in just wisdom in that. And God, that just this beautiful personality that's within her that would come and it would just be expanded and would grow and she would just live out who you've created her to be. So God, I just pray for great joy over them and their family. Pray for Callie. Pray for a blessing over her. Pray that she would know you, that she would live for you, that she would be directed by you. And God, I just pray for Brian and Courtney as well, for as they parent her. God, I just pray that their love for her, that she would know so well how much that she is loved. God, that they would just pass along the love of the Father to her as well. And may she just come to know you at an early age and seek and live for you as well. So Lord, we just thank you so much for her. Just pray your blessing over her now. In your name, amen. Good job. Yeah, thanks guys. Nice pants. I like that. So who are you guys dedicating this morning?
This is Broden Messick.
Broden Messick. And your scripture?
And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was on him. Luke 2:40.
Thanks. All
right. Father God, we just pray your blessing over Broden this morning. And I thank you for Cody and Sarah coming this morning and making the choice to dedicate him to you and making the choice to not only follow you in their lives, but to raise him in you, wanting to see him, seek you all the days of his life. Father, I pray that he would grow in strength. I pray that he would grow in wisdom. I pray that he would grow in honor and integrity as he grows older. I just ask that he would grow to become a man of great faith, one who seeks you and finds you, because he's perseverant in seeking you. I pray that he would be one who impacts the lives of those around him, because he is continually focused on you and continually follows you with all of his heart and his soul and his mind and his strength. God, I thank you for Cody and Sarah and pray that you would bless them to know and understand you more, even as they parent Broden. I pray that you would bring their family great unity through this little life, and that you would give them wisdom and understanding as they parent him and make all the multitude of choices that they will. God, may all of his days be ones that honor you and seek you. May he grow strong in his faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Broden. Just keep sleeping. Next, we have Petters. You're dedicating?
Lila Grace Petters.
And your scripture?
That's not it.
It's not it?
But I don't remember what it is, so.
Do you remember?
Let's go for memory.
I think it was Philippians 4:7. Yeah. That sounds right.
Take your time.
Yeah. Give us a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Just relax, take a nap.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah. Lila, can I pray for you? Hi. You are really bright-eyed. God, we thank you so much for Lila. God, I do pray that you would just give her the peace that comes from you. Lord, that you would just grow that in her. Lord, allow her to rest in you. God, I pray that she would know you, that she would follow after you. God, I thank you just so much for how uniquely and incredibly you've designed her. And Lord, as Eric and Liz are just getting to know her as they continue to raise her, Lord, I just pray that they would understand more and more and more of who you've created her to be, and they would call that out of her. Lord, that you'd give them just wisdom and discernment and understanding in how to do that. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for Lila. I just pray, Lord, that she would grow to know you, to fall in love with you, to live for you. God, I just pray for great joy and purpose. Intentionality, God, I pray that you would help her step into leadership roles and whatever it is that you've called her to do, God, that she would step into those things with grace, with your love, just compassion for other people, as that's modeled from her parents. And so, Lord, we just give you to her. We ask for you to guide and lead her. We dedicate her to you now. Thank you for her. Thank you for her attentiveness, just the way she's able to observe and take everything in. God, I pray that you would use that as well. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for this beautiful little girl. We just give her to you now in your name. Amen. 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 Thanks, guys. Good job. And one more, the Siders. Happy birthday, Ashley. Happy birthday, Mother's Day, and Child Dedication Day. We call that the perfect trifecta. So who are you guys dedicating this morning?
This is Nora Jean Ober Sider.
In your scripture?
Yeah. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to pray for you. God, I just thank you so much for Nora. And I thank you for the fulfillment of a promise that she is. I thank you for her life. I thank you for her health. And I thank you for her strength even now. Father, as she grows, may she grow in love. May she grow in patience. May she grow in wisdom. May she grow in strength. Father, we ask that she would be one who has a confident sense of security because she knows who she is and she knows that you are her father. I pray for wisdom for Dylan and Ashley as they parent her and as they teach her to know your love, as they help to show her your love through those everyday actions, through the patience, through their own perseverance, through their own vulnerability. God, would you give them an incredible bond as mother and father and daughter? Would she see in their lives just your love exhibited? And we just pray your blessing over her each and every day of her life. We pray that she would find and discover your incredible plan for her life and that she would just run her race with perseverance and with joy and with strength and discover the fullness that there is in you. We just bless Nora Jean. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, yes. Thanks. Oh. So I just want to thank, the band can come on up. We're going to close with a song as we conclude here this morning. I just want to thank all those families again. I just want to say what a privilege it is to have so many children in our church, first of all, and all of these kids that we're dedicating this morning. I mean, it's incredible just opportunity and responsibility for us as a community to support not only the kids, but the families as well. And so I just pray that we would all take that seriously and take it as a privilege and just walk in that with incredible joy. Like I said earlier, for any of us that are parents, we know the challenges. We know the joy that comes with being a parent. There's no greater joy, and there's probably nothing harder either. And so we need one another. We need one another to lean on. And so I just thank you all for being here. So thank you for the extended family that's here to witness this. This is a really significant moment, so I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for the role that you play in all of these children's lives to teach and mold and guide them as well. And thank you to our church family as well. So I'm going to pray, and we're just going to close with one song, and then you can head off to your celebrations and whatever you're going off to today. So let's pray. God, we thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for each one of these families. God, I just thank you for the gift of children. Lord, just how humbling it is that you would entrust us with your children. So God, I pray just over all these parents, but over all of us, that you just equip us in all that we need, Lord, to do this well. So God, we just thank you for that. Thank you for your provision, for your grace in this. And God, I pray that most of all, for all of our children here and those that have been dedicated in the past and for those that are here just this morning and those that can't be here today, I pray that most of all our children would just know you. God, that's just our heart's desire, is that they would fall in love with you and they would seek you first and they just know how incredibly loved they are by you. And they wouldn't go a day without that. So God, just give them that gift. Thank you for this blessing here today. In your name, amen. I invite you to stand and we'll just sing this last song together.